Hi, my name is Desiree, and I am part of the Street Performer Community Organization, and I fully support the International Educational Handshake. I'm here at the Pepworth Sound Studio here in North London, and in the studio I will be speaking to Professor Clem C. Charon, Professor of the Caribbean History and Head of the Caribbean Studies Department at the Metropolitan London University. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Desiree.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, today we'll be talking about your role, your responsibilities as the professor.
Yes, well, Desiree, we've been running a Caribbean Studies program there now for 21 years.
Wow.
So there's over 550 students who've graduated in Caribbean Studies since 1991. Many of these people now have gone out into the Caribbean community and have made a very important contribution in different areas. The other thing is that we combine Caribbean Studies with a number of vocational subjects. So people combine it with health studies, people combine it with public administration, they combine it with law. So this has helped to empower a lot of people whose background, their families have never had exposure to university.
Right.
They've never had the opportunity to have higher education. So this is a great opportunity for them.
Right.
And they've made, I think, beyond that, they're now inspiring their own children to seek education. It's been a tremendous experience.
Why do you think it is so important to continue the progress of the Caribbean Studies Department?
Well, I think one of the biggest problems with people who are not empowered is the problem they've got in terms of self-definition, self-respect, not knowing very much about their history, not knowing very much about the contribution of their own people
right.
to the development of societies, not only in the Caribbean, but to the United Kingdom. And because so little of the education system in this country allows them to define themselves or to find themselves, I think a program like ours at London Metropolitan University is a very important one, because it gives them the opportunity to learn not only about the Caribbean, the Caribbean background,
right.
but to understand the role that their ancestors have played in shaping these societies. In spite of slavery, in spite of indentureship,
definitely.
How people have achieved, the role that education has played, how education has empowered their ancestors to advance, how to have that self-respect. So it is very important, irrespective of what they combine Caribbean studies with. I think that to anchor people, to give them that sense of pride, to give them that sense of self-definition, is empowering in its own right.
Let's talk about students from overseas. How can they sign up to be a part of enrolling?
Well, I think that we already have a small exchange program with the University of the West Indies, for instance. All three campuses, the one in Jamaica, the one in Barbados, as well as the one in Trinidad. But there are also people who come and take some of our modules in Caribbean Studies. For instance, we've had people coming from Norway to take a few modules in Caribbean Studies because, for instance, in Norway, I've been told that 9% of the population now are people who have come from elsewhere and settled in Norway. So they want to understand. They want to understand how multicultural societies work.
Right.
We've got people who come from, you know, Southern Europe. We've got people who are doing Spanish and Latin American studies and are also combining it with Caribbean studies. And this has been very rewarding for them. The best way of learning more about it is to get in touch with the person who is responsible for recruiting at the university. His name is Jonathan Moore. If people could email him, j.moore, M-O-O-R-E, at londonmet.ac.uk, or just drop him a line to Humanities Faculty, London Metropolitan University, North London.
What is the main focus into the continuation of the